Missouri University of Science and Technology holds a camp like no other to attract high schoolers interested in pursuing a degree in science, technology, engineering, or math. This week-long explosives camp in central Missouri's Rolla gives students hands-on experience to let them see what it's like to be in fields associated with explosives. MissouriNet attended the camp and talked to some of the participants and those who are leading the camp. Alex Delgado came all the way from Hawaii to participate.
What made you want to come to this camp?
I've always been interested in demolition, either that or engineering. I found out that this school does a program for demolition and engineering, and I figured I'd like to check it out. So I flew over here a little over 16, 17 hours.
Bo Bryan of Las Vegas attended the camp to get some hands-on experience.
So tell me about why you wanted to come to this camp.
When I was about 12 or 13, they had an aerospace camp, and at the same time, they had one of these explosive camps, and I've always wanted to do it since then.
What do you think of the camp?
It's a lot more hands-on than I thought. I thought we'd be sitting in a classroom all day, but we're outside blowing stuff up all day.
Michael Cook of St. Louis says the camp has helped him to consider what career path he wants to pursue when he graduates.
It has given me way more insight on the explosive industry, not just think go boom, how they're used, what different fields they can be used. He's talking about construction, and then, yesterday we were talking about how they're used in mining. So they're used in a much wider variety of applications than I was aware of before.
What do you think about the campus? Is this a place you think you want to come back to and go to school here?
Yeah, Rolla is one of those colleges that I was looking at going to. So coming here has given me a little insight of what doing that would be like. Not really a full slice of going to college, but it's a taste of what it might be like. So it's kind of a good introduction. And I'd say it's definitely put this on my radar as one of the places I might go.
This is Show Me Today. We are joined by Missouri S&T professors and participants from all over the country who were involved in a week-long, one-of-a-kind explosives camp at the university, which is located in central Missouri's Rolla. Dr. Paul Wurzy has been leading the one-of-a-kind camp since 2005.
I heard you talking on the way back up with a few of the students about all sorts of industries, fields you can go into based upon what you're doing here today. Talk to me a little bit about that, because I don't think everybody knows.
Well, that's the thing. Nobody really knows much about explosives and explosions, and the only thing they really hear is when something bad happens and it hits the news. Some of the good ones are demolitions, but a building's going down, but that's only a very, very small use of explosives. We used to use about 6 billion pounds of explosives every year just in the civilian industry. Okay, so that's way, way more than the military. Okay, that's 3 megatons of explosives a year, it used to be. Primarily in mining, engineering, different rocks and things, coal and stone and metals and things like that. Things we use every day for our roads, schools, shopping malls, parking lots, skyscrapers, electricity transmission, you name it. It all has to be one using explosives.
You were talking a little bit about chemical engineering as well, which I thought was a fascinating conversation.
Oh yeah, chemical engineering is, a lot of people don't realize this, it's all about making things not go boom. Because you've got a chemical plant, you don't want the reaction to get out of control and blow. So that's a very, very large part of chemical engineering.
What's your favorite part of this camp? You've been doing this for a long time.
Oh yeah, this is the 35th camp and that we've run for high school kids. There are so many different things. This is a smorgasbord of what we do here, and each of these items we have in a particular class that we teach here in explosives engineering or mining engineering. So it's hard to say. I would say, though, the ones that make the kids smile the most, and from camp to camp it changes. Yesterday we were out at Capital Quarries in Rolla, roller operation. We watched 10,800 pounds of explosives break about 18,000 tons of rock. And that really put one heck of a reaction out. We had a great location to watch it, looking straight on at the blast. And it looked very spectacular. It was like a huge waterfall cascading down over the benches. And kids really, really like that. So wherever they get the most smiles, I like it the most. That's your answer.
That's great. What should our audience know?
Well, it's for 16-year-olds and above. Okay, we have a lot of parents say, when are you going to do one for adults?
Yeah.
But this is one of the premier camps, probably the premier camp in this state. We have a fantastic staff here. We have 3 PhDs. We have half a dozen people with explosives engineering masters. Okay, some of the guys shoot for the Royals and the Chiefs up in Kansas City, the fireworks there. We've got Christina in today, who's a major at Fort Leonard Wood on the engineering side, and they teach the soldiers demolition and stuff like that. The kids do things here they never, ever get to do anywhere else.
Back to the question you asked, when are you going to have an explosives camp for adults?
Oh, yeah. I've been thinking having a redneck dude ranch back at the farm, you know, and we'll go and blow us some fish for supper, you know, and take out a stick of dynamite or two and blow some fish up in the pond and then fry them up, you know. And, of course, you can do that completely legally if you stock them and it's not a flowing river. all within the law, okay, but and then shoot fireworks and do all sorts of crazy redneck stuff, but put the emphasis a bit more on redneck.
You are listening to Show Me Today. We are talking with participants and also professors of Missouri S&T's annual explosives camp. High schoolers from across the country attended the camp last week. It attracts students interested in pursuing degrees in science, technology, engineering, and math. Dr. Jillian Wersey also helps with the camp. She teaches the explosives regulations class at Missouri S&T.
And why do you think it's important to have this sort of camp?
As you hopefully will discover listening, there's a lot of math and science involved, so it's very STEM orientated. And we want to get the kids excited about STEM education, basically.
Is this also kind of a great recruitment tool for S&T?
Yes, that's its original purpose. We're obviously based in the mining department, but they don't all come to the mining department. Some do a mechanical or chemistry, because you can do a minor in explosives engineering. You can't major in it, but we have an MS and a PhD degree in explosives.
Are there particular types of explosive type stuff that the kids seem to be the most interested in?
They come in, it's usually fireworks, because that's what they know about. But as the week goes on, they learn more and more. Tomorrow we're going to be loading an underground blast and setting it off. And then we go down to the mines at Doe Run, and they are able to be underground when they fire off a shot down there. And that's usually the coolest thing that they... If you ask them what was the most exciting thing they found in this camp, that's what they usually say. And then Friday they're going to be making their own commercial size fireworks and setting them off.
I'm Elisa Nelson. You were listening to Show Me Today. So here's an interesting tidbit I learned while I was at the camp. So back in 2018, Missouri S&T's experimental mine received some national attention on a show called Ozzy and Jack's World Detour on the A&E network. The third season of the reality show followed rock star Ozzy Osbourne and his son Jack and daughter Kelly on an RV road trip across the country. They stopped at Missouri S&T's experimental mine that year to try blowing things up with the help of Dr. Paul Wersey and Dr. Katherine Johnson. We will have more after this. You are listening to Show Me Today.